Welcome to the Brigham Education Institute's Journal Club podcast. These podcasts are created following a live BEI Journal Club discussion. The journal title and source is identified, and we encourage the listener to then read the actual article. Each podcast will then contribute 1 to 2 minutes of insight summarized from the live discussion itself. Our goal is to better understand how medical education research is performed, what it is telling us, and to provide ideas to stimulate our own research efforts ahead. The article today is entitled Erosion of Digital Professionalism During Medical Students' Core Clinical Clerkships, authored by Arash Mostaghani and colleagues, and published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, 2017. The author's topic of digital professionalism, a topic that is increasingly important and active in terms of clinical training. The design of the study was relatively simple, testing the hypothesis that digital professionalism wanes over the course of time. This was a prospective cohort analysis of 51 students. Teaching about digital professionalism was provided at the beginning of their clinical clerkship year, and then students were asked to complete an anonymous survey both before they started their clinical year and once again at the end of the clinical year. When the group discussed this manuscript, the first impression surrounded the author's ability to choose a very important and active topic and to choose a study design that was simplistic and yet very important in terms of findings and results. The Journal Club group particularly noted once again that medical education studies that are most effective often focus on trainee behavior and how such behavior can be modified towards improved educational strategy. When we turned our discussion to the methods, several of the Journal Club members made note of the first paragraph, specifically that the authors modeled this study design off of a separate article that had been published and was referenced. This was discussed as a positive, as it provided the reviewer and the readers with further grounding that indeed this approach and study had previously been validated. Furthermore, it also shows a broader understanding of these authors for the available literature. Turning next to the survey itself, the authors provide a clear rationale for how they designed the survey and which questions they included. What the Journal Club group particularly noted is that this manuscript was not just describing the study findings itself, but also providing access to the materials which could be used by other institutions to teach and promote the same topic. These were noted in the multimedia appendix. We spent a lot of time discussing the data analysis section within methods, noting first that the students were asked in the survey to provide their responses to each behavior using a Likert scale ranging from 1 to 5. However, the authors themselves then categorized the responses into broader groups. Specifically, they labeled a behavior as unprofessional if the Likert score averaged 1 or 2, or professional if it was 3, 4, or 5. From a strict standard of study design, this modification of a linear variable into a more dichotomous variable would be seen as undesirable. Others, however, mentioned that this was likely done because of the small sample size of only 51 subjects, and the ability with simply 2 categories to prove statistical significance. The rationale for doing this was understood, but it was seen as perhaps a limitation worth noting. The results section was very well written and well described. Table 1 in particular was seen as a very nice description of the primary findings. Furthermore, the writing and description of the results was seen as logical and very clear. The Journal Club group had very little input or other discussion surrounding this section. One area that was brought up, however, was the author's admission that many of the behaviors they listed indeed fell into a gray area as to whether they were always unprofessional or not. It was felt interesting that they chose topics that indeed had some uncertainty. For a typical study, one would like to provide behaviors that had a clear-cut belief that they were either professional or unprofessional, as this would allow student interpretation to be more precise. For example, the group discussed whether using Facebook at work, especially during off times and not in front of patients, should be deemed unprofessional. We did not have a concluding answer to this interesting discussion. Turning our attention to the discussion, the group did indeed feel that the authors did a very nice job in the first paragraph describing their principal findings, notably concluding that the students' definition of unprofessional behavior did indeed change over the course of their clinical year. We next discussed, however, that the remaining portion of the discussion, while very interesting and well-written, also was a bit more of an editorial. This is certainly a reasonable means of writing a manuscript, though at times people are more focused on what the specific study data showed itself. In this case, much of the discussion surrounded other models for teaching digital professionalism or reasons for concern. Turning to the final conclusions, the Journal Club participants did feel the conclusion was justified by the data, though there were some comments that some of the concluding sentences remained a bit speculative. For example, one noted that true alteration in trainee behavior will require a cultural shift that includes continual education, better role models, and frequent reminders for faculty. While most of us believe this is absolutely true, this specific concluding statement was not supported by the data in the study itself. Nonetheless, the group really enjoyed reading this article and felt it was very relevant, very well done, and very well written. It was felt digital professionalism will clearly remain a hot-button item into the many years to come. Thank you for participating with this Brigham Education Institute event, and thank you for listening.